I show you another thing. Fuxi, that the name Jews is not in here, but it is in here. I show you right here. It's in the script. It's in the text. We've been a very ignorant people because we won't study it. Even I studied Tyndale this morning. I looked at Tyndale. He didn't say El. El means the Almighty One. El is Zeus. Tyndale says he used Helizeus. That's what he used. Now I want you to read this right here.
And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elizeus, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed.
That's saving.
Saving Naaman the Syrian.
That's what it says. Elizeus. Elizeus. So there were things that were put in here that shouldn't have been put here. This has been a translation. Thank you, son. What we have today, what you have, is the sixth translation of Scripture. And so even through all that, what you always try to do through this dispensation of the Laodicean period, he's trying to bring a people to a spiritual realm, and we fight against it, and we kick against it. When Yahshua walked the earth, if those people had done what he said, what a profound power would have manifested. They were looking for a king and a leader that would physically dethrone Herod or the Roman power that ruled. And he said, it's not going to be that way, my friends. It's not going to happen that way. He said, for my kingdom was of this world, the Father, not only will you fight for him, but he will send angels to fight for him. And so what we must do is get beyond our traditions and our flesh. We got to get saved, first of all. We showed up, got to get saved, saints. I mean, when we are saved, we're not saved to walk after the order and the power of the flesh. But what about his truly saved? There's a transformation of life that takes place in him. We don't have that today. You can kid yourself all day long and say, I'm walking that way. You are a deceiver. You're a liar. I want to read this. Now, I believe in the text. I'm not denying, but I know what man can do. Paul said, we're not like other men that have corrupted the scriptures. What did Paul preach from? What text did he preach from? He preached everything from the book of Moses, the prophets. Oh, I forgot to show you this now. I want to read this and I want to show you this. Let me turn here. Turn there in your scripture. Revelation. This is the most important. I want to read this. Revelation chapter 22. You believe that this is the truth? All right. I want to read this. I want to read one more thing. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 18 and 19. I want to read this. I want you to hear this. Look what it says. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the waters of the life freely. Now look what he says. John said, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy, of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, Elohim shall add unto him the plagues that are written in what? This book. Not just the epistle of John, but the epistle of Revelation, but this book. And if any man shall take away from the book of the prophecies, Elohim shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book. Now, if we believe and honestly believe that this is Yahweh's word, I believe it. I believe they have watched over it. But I know the corruption of man. I believe that. That they have taken things out. I will show you what they have taken out. I'll read you something from the Apocrypha, from the book of Maccabees, all right? All of that is in this book right here. All of those books, those 14 are here. The book of Maccabees, Baal and Dragon, all of them are here. So if any man took anything out of that, then warn to him. If they added unto that, they warn to them. But the Apocrypha, the Catholic Church, use that today. But yet they're in this original King James. They are here. I've read them. They're here. You can't deny it. And if they are the pertinent truth of Yahweh, if it was revealed unto them, then why don't we have them today? Fools. You're all right here. What is he trying to do? Bring us up to that realm where he can talk to us. Your flesh talks to you now. It ain't the Father. He's trying to get us up where he can. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other have never known. Out of this book, I will let you see. This is the original King James. I will show you all the books that are missing, and they are in this book. I hate to see Brother John take this. I hope mine will give him money because I have much studying I want to do from this. It says, the books called Apocrypha. Is that what it says? Yeah. You see those books? It says, Sadras, Satrahath, Second Esdras, Tobet, Shuzeth, the rest of Esther, Rizom, Ecclesiastus, Baruch, and the Epistle of Jeremiah, the Song of the Three Children, the story of Susanna, the prayer of Manasseh, First Maccabees, Second Maccabees, the idol Baal and Dragon. They're there, here in this book. I'm going to read you something from the book of Maccabees. It's here, the Apocrypha. It says this in the book of Apocrypha. It's here. You see that? It's here in this book. Why is it? Is this Yahweh's truth? Why is it not there in the word you got? Amen. Somewhere, something has gone wrong. And what he's trying to do is say, I want you to hear what I say. I don't care if you hate me, woman. I don't care what any of you all think. You'll go to hell. If this is Yahweh's divine inspiration, every word he says, every word is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, then why don't we have this? Why has our traditions deceived us and tricked us? Tell me, saint. You can be all pious all you want to, but why have they? It's in this Bible here. It's here. It's not what I've written. It's there. And they said in the beginning, as I read, that all the translation was done from the original tongue and other languages and from other translations. You gonna answer that? I'll show you other things I'm going to show them, because I know what the world, I know what Satan is going to use this and how he's going to use it against the, you think what you do now. Because I can show you things you can't even answer them. I can't even answer them. So I have to wait on the Father. I show my wife things. She said, you going to show them that? I said, nah, not yet. Not now. They ain't ready for that. It is so plain, you can actually read it. You still won't understand because you're stubborn. You're wicked. You covered in your white flesh and your black flesh, and your Mexican and your Jew flesh and your pretty flesh and your handsome flesh. I want to be covered by the blood. I want to read from the book of Maccabees. All right, I want to read a few scriptures here. It is here. All those books are here. That's what that says, the book of Maccabees. All right? Did you see that? Is that not the book of Maccabees? Apocrypha. That's what it is. The Apocrypha. This is the original King James. What you have is probably the sixth edition. They've changed. They've done things. Amen. Glory. Now, I want to read this from the book of Apocrypha. Maybe from the book of Maccabees. It says this. The 12th chapter of Maccabees. The 12th chapter. And there are a few verses. Listen to this. You got to listen to it carefully, saints. It says in the book of Maccabees, so Judas gathered his host, and he came unto the city of Adullaman. That's where he came, to the city of Adullaman. And when he had the seventh day come, they purified themselves as the custom was, kept the Sabbath in the same place. And upon the day following, as use had been, Judas, they spelled that with an I now, Idas, and his company came to take up the bodies, now this is what they came to do, came to take up the bodies of them that were slain, and bury them which their kinsmen in their father's graves. Now under the coat of everyone that was slain, they found things consecrated to the idols of Edomites. That's what it says. This is the book of Maccabees. Which is forbidden by the Levites, by the law. Then every man saw that this thing was caused, whereupon they were slain. So what it says here is because they had these secret idols, they were slain. They were killed by that. That's what the book of Maccabees says. Second, they were killed by that. All the men therefore praised the Lord, the righteous judge, who had opened the things that were hid. So they praised him because he had opened things unto them. Those things were hid. They had these secret sins. They had these secret idols of their heart, so he slain them. And so when he said all the other men, they praised Yahweh because these men were destroyed and killed because their sins were revealed. Just like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. He says, but took themselves unto praises and besought him that the sin committed mighty holy be put out of the remembrance. So the sin they had done, Yahweh destroyed them so that they might be put out of their remembrance. That they won't do the same thing. Just forget about them. Don't even think about them because their sin is found. Beside the noble Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves from sin. So he exhorted them, say, don't sin. Stop your sinning. For as much as they saw before their eyes the things that came to pass. For the sin of these were slain. That's why they were killed, because of their sins, what it says. And when he had made a gathering throughout the company to the sum of 2,000 drachmas of silver, he sent into Jerusalem to offer sin offerings. That's what he did. That's what he says in the book of Maccabees. Doing, listen, I want you to hear this. Doing therein very well and honest, in that he was mindful of the resurrection. He knew that they had died, but yet there would be. Now look, he was mindful of the resurrection. Now the resurrection for those that have died in Yahshua, Yahweh, Yahshua Messiah. That's our hope. That's the resurrection unto judgment, at the great white throne, and ours is the resurrection unto life. So he was mindful of the resurrection. So he knew about the resurrection. He understood the resurrection. For if he had not hoped that they that were slain, that they were killed because of their sins. Look at this. Hear this. Hear this. Now, the Catholic Church still uses Maccabees. It's one of their important books. You got to understand why. Is that right, Brother Joseph? They have the book of the Apocrypha. They use the Maccabees. Now, I want to show you what some of the doctrine. This is where they pray for that purgatory thing right here. It's right here. Right here. Listen. It says, for if he had not hoped that they that were slain should have raised again, it had been superfluous and vain to pray for the dead. And do not they pray for the dead? Do not bring their rosaries and their offerings to pray for the dead? So if there was no resurrection, he said, we can't pray. Those that died, you are sure Messiah. You can't pray for them. He said, it would be no use for them to pray for the dead. Listen to this. And also in that he perceived that there was great favor laid up for those that died godly or holy. It was an holy and good thought, whereupon he made reconciliation for the dead, that they may be delivered from their sins. The dead now. What do you call that thing that the Catholics do? Where you know, when someone dies, they go to purgatory, and the family give money. What they call that? Huh? Sacraments. Sacraments. Now, I tell you folks, you can be crazy. We can be fools all we want to. If this is the Holy Writ, and all of this is inspired by Yahweh, then where's the book of Maccabees, first, second? Where's the book of Baal and Dragon? Where's the book of Suzanne? Where is it, saints? All this was it's all here. So where someone has made a mistake then? Someone's made a mistake. So as he did in the beginning, he had to correct things. And so he's doing it in this hour. He's going to correct things. We're coming to the end time. He corrected it in the beginning. When Adam sinned, Eve sinned, he killed a lamb, put clothes on their back. So he's doing the same thing this hour. But their minds would turn from the power of that truth and that inspiration that he spoke. So he put them out in the garden. And put a cherubim that was a revolving sword that they could not go in down. But he always wanted us to enter into that place. He did. And so what he's trying to do is get the people that are spiritual so they can go beyond the sword. The wickedness is the sword. So where are these books now? These books are here. Every last one of Maccabees, they're all here. And if it's the word of Yahweh, come on, saints. You can be stubborn all you want to. Your foolishness, your sins. Come on, y'all. Huh? You can reject that, but it's still the truth. It's not what I've done. It's not what I wrote. This is the original King James. And these things are here. The book of all these things. They're here. They're in this book. And if it's all inspired by the Father, it's given by His inspiration, why don't we have this? Should we be actually praying for the dead? Should we? Should we? So we got to find the truth. You said no, but this was part of the tax that we cost our soul with. You don't understand that, saints. Something is wrong with us. We got to get to the Father. You better know Him. Let's do some religious way. Not because you say, I know Him. When you know Him, it's one thing. When a man knows Him, he will keep His commandments. Man say, love Him, keep His commandments. He's a liar. What is that, to love Him with all? Think you love your brothers as yourself. Think no evil. You want, you, hey, what happened for this brother? You want to happen for that? That one. That's love. He's not going to cast His pearls onto the swines anymore. The dogs. He's done that. He's through with that. That's the truth. He's through with that. He's not going to give them holy things. He isn't. He's not going to do it. He's going to bring His morality together. So I'm going to speak truth by my spirit. And even in this dispersing, as He dispersed the Jews, Israel, as He dispersed, a man will know that the Father is talking unto him. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They will know that. Brother Kevin was reading out of this how that even how that, what was that king, how that they had an altar of Baal. And they would go under the altars, those priests, because the king would feed Baal. You see, well, that's in Baal and Dragon. And they would feed Baal. They had the altar there. He explained that to us just as he was reading. And these, and the king, and what they had, the priesthood, they had a roll underneath the tower of Baal. And they would go and eat the food. And the thing thinking that Baal was actually eating the food until Daniel revealed unto them, these are deceitful men, they're liars. And it is not Baal that is eating it. But it's your lying, deceitful priest. And that's what they're doing today. They're eating the food of Baal. Well, I can accept that. They're eating the food of Baal. But these books, they are in the text, saints. And this is the original writing. Why would Yahweh, if He moved upon that man to write that, why would they move that out? And yet in the midst of the New Testament, they put Yahweh's name right there between the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes. Your lying tradition is going to take you to hell. Your feelings are going to destroy you. Amen. Let me read a few scriptures. Brother John is going to come. He's going to talk about the language and how it's been corrupt. See, the book of Maccabees, the book of Tobit, all those books were in the original text. How did they get out? Who took them out? If any man take from this book, then his name is going to be taken out of the book of life. If any man add to this book, then the plagues that are written in this book shall be added unto that man. He's a cursed thing. So has this generation been the one that have taken that out? Are these men that are supposed to be the sons of Yahweh, the sons of Baal, prophets of Baal, have they taken that out? Is that legitimate? Do we need that today? Is that part of the missing link that we need? We spend more, we got time for television. You got time for the drugstore. You got time for the Walmart and the Kmart. You got time to feed your greedy, sluggish, wicked belly. You got time for everything but the Father. You got time to talk trash and to talk your talk. You got time to do your thing in the street, but you don't have time for Him. You got time to work in the neighborhood. You got time for your gardens and to work out there, but you don't have time to get before Him and just say, show me, Father. Let me spend a little time. Don't tell me you love Him when there ain't no time. You want to spend a little time with Him? Now, we don't have to work backbreaking out here. James and the brother don't have to go out there and do that. You know, they just don't believe me that it's not the money issue. I will show all of them. It's not the money issue. I don't need the money. Yahweh doesn't need money. One thing Evander Hartford told me, he said, Brother Robert, Yahweh said that a dollar to Him is just like a million. How do you get under the debt? Well, it's His problem. I'm His son. And so He's not going to let no burden overtake me. He ain't putting that on me. I can't bear. Should I get the money up? I'm going to get the money. How do I do? I'll get it. Watch. From Him. And He's going to call someone to give. He is. It won't be from this crowd. Watch. It'll be someone that he'll pass it around. The heart's going to be, sure. That old brother down there in Stoneman, Jordan, he said a week with a broadcast. He blessed. He said, Pastor, I'll preach on. I stand with you. Came out of the Baptist church and everything. And Yahweh delivered him. He said, Pastor, I got so much trash in me, it's just hard to get. I just keep preaching. He said, I will, brother. You don't have to worry about that. I ain't going to stop. The old men forsake me. I won't stop. I said, what they say? He said, the Father can forsake me. It doesn't make it think what they say. They call him a Beelzebub. They talk against him. You think they're not going to talk against me? Just think about what you said against me. I don't have to go that far. Just think about what she said against me. Dash and dive. That's the truth. I'm not afraid of what man can do to me. I really am not. If these books are pertinent, we need to have them. If this is part of the link, you can't get to the one that made the link without the missing link. You can have a chain. If it's a missing link, they're not tied together. You're going to miss it. And if it's a part of it, we need to get back to the old foundation chains, to the way that He has ordained for us to go. Somewhere, someone has done something. You can say what you want, and you can say, well, that ain't the issue. Yeah, it is the issue. Just like they done it with this, then His name, where is His name? How can His name be spelled 3 different ways, 4 different ways? Tyndale spelled it 1 way. James spelled it 1 way. They're all different. Huh? Who are they trying to glorify? If you read the preface of this book, how the Catholicism, you see all in there how much Catholicism jargon in here is there. St. Andrews, St. Augustine, all those myths of the Catholicism, it's all there. The writing is so small you can't hardly see it. Can you see that writing right there? I can't hardly see it. I have that with my glasses. Huh? Can you see that? Huh? It's hard to read that. It's hard. But I sat down yesterday, I read it. I did. Yeah, I bless you always for my faithful brothers. I tell them what I'm doing. I'm doing a little studying, Deacon Betty. Let me take a little time for that. And what I learned, you always show me, I'll feed you that, brother. I won't hold nothing back. I won't hold it back from the saints. I said, let me, I'll do that. And I always say, brother, I'll come out and help a while. I say, brother, I got something on my mind. Now I got to go hit that book. And I'll study. I don't sit there and sleep. I don't sleep during the day. I hit the book. I will sit there for hours. Hours. I will study. Yeah, some of you sisters got time to do that too. Except you're a busybody. You ain't working that hard around here. Yes, sir. You're running here. You want to run here. And there you need to be still. Stand still, he says, and see the salvation of Yahweh. I ain't going to change if I never see you again. I'm not going to change anything. His name is not Lord Baal. His name is Yahweh. Yahshua Messiah. I want to read this quickly. I want to get finished by one. Brother John's going to come for a little while, and he got some important things he wants to show us. It says here in Luke chapter 4. Turn to that quickly. I want you to read that. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Luke 4, chapter 4. Now, I'm going to read because I want to get him up here. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Now, you think that Yahshua lied? Or everything he said was the truth? Man, are we that cold that we don't know our master? Do you think he lied or you think he told the truth? Truth, all right? So Luke 4, 4 says what? And Yahshua answered and said, it is written. Did he not say that? It is written? He did not say it was said, did he? It is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh. Now, where is that written? It is in the text. If you look in your Bibles, it may have a little alphabet there, and it show you where that. If you look in your Bible, you see you just don't study. If you look at that, let me see this Bible right here. Let me see that one. Let me see this. See, if you look at this Bible right here in the car, it may show you A. You look at those verses and scriptures, it takes you back and shows you all the scriptures that comply with that scripture right there, right? See, you don't even do that. They made it so simple for us, you don't even do that because it's a lazy generation. It's a very sottish. It doesn't like you get in there and read a few scriptures, you think you've got some revelation, and you have nothing. You have probably interpreted that. You got to see what the witness of the Spirit says. You read from the new, you got to go to the old. I read new, old, new, or all day long. For the new will witness of what the old says. Sure it is. It is the life of it. It is the light. That's what it is. Now, Yahshua said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Well, where was that stated? Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. See what old Moses said. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, to feed thee with manna. That's what he did with the house of Israel. He suffered you to humble you, to feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. You talk about a house that knew he delivered them, and they didn't even know what he was feeding them. You talk about you delivered, and you don't even know the one that's feeding you. It is the same today. He said, neither did the fathers know that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh doth a man live. I don't believe he said that every word proceeded out of the mouth of Baal or God or Lord. I believe he said what he said, every word that preceded, because Moses knew him. And every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, that's what man lived by. Some words, if we live by every word, then the book of Maccabees, it must be. The book of Susanna, it must be. The book of Tobit, must be. That's every word. If this was translated from the text of translation, it must be. We can't deny it. You say, well, we want to. He said, we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. And the translation made it known at first that this was translated from the original tongue, from other help by translations and other men. But they said, it is the authenticity of the word of Yahweh. You got to get a little deeper than what you are, my friends. You got to get beyond the surface of your flesh. You think you're good because of your flesh. You got to get a little deeper than that. You quote scripture, but you don't know what the, you don't know the power of them. Nah. Because the power of it makes you free from you. And you're bound to you. I watch some of y'all, you haven't progressed one day, although the word has been preached with truth. And as Brother John said, love kindness. Love kindness is an authority. It's not weak. Do you have children, sir? You beat them with brutality, with love kindness when you beat them. All right, love kindness. And so that's what he must do to us today. He must take the rod and take down your, get the butt off. He's gonna get the meat part. He's gonna make you holler. You testify of him. Search the scriptures, he said. For in them, you're the one that testify you have eternal life. For in them, you think you have eternal life. And if every word Yahshua said we must live by everywhere, where is Maccabee? I'm going to read the books. I want to read them. I really do. I'm going to read every last one of them. I am. It's either the truth or it's not there. It's not the truth. This is not the original 16? It's not? I know there are, but this is the first one. So it's false. Yeah, no, this one right here is from the King James right here, boy. Where? In this right here? So this right here ain't right then. It's the wrong book. You're a stupid fool. You're a fool. You're going to hell, boy. Better get your heart right. That right there was translated from this. What he got? What a fool. That came from this. The rebelliousness in your sin, boy. You better get your wicked heart right. Now, if I'm a fool, I'm telling you, folks, I wouldn't stay here. I would flee. And that's what I would do. This man has always had that. He's an ignorant man and always had that in him. You want to challenge everything? Truth. Now, what a fool he is. It came from this book here. This is where they all translated from. What a stupid man. An ignorant man think he knows everything. What a fool! You're a fool, man. Yeah, he is. That King James you got came from this. They all came from this. They came from this translation. They all. This has been the standard of all Bibles. Even this one right here was translated from that. Same English, it just put Yahweh and sovereign there. Same text. Same text, you ignorant man. Nothing has changed. It's a corruption of man. It's in there. Is this not the original King James? This is the original, word for word. Isn't that something? This man knows everything, and he doesn't even know his own wickedness and his sins. You're a vile thing, man. This is where they all were translated from, this book. This is the original. I got a man that sent me the book that he believed that Jesus Christ, that name is the perfect name. But I'm getting the King James text from him. He said that the design of this book is so perfect and so right. This is the text here. It's the original. Such an ignorant man doesn't even know. He doesn't even take time with the Father. This is the original King James. This is the original version. This came from, this is what all them that you have are translated from this one. That's what it translated from. No, they don't have the original because there are only a few of them that are left. And they will cost you $2 or $3 million. I tell you one man that has one. He's out there in California. What is his name? He's got one of the Gutenberg's original, one of the Wildcliff, the Tyndale's. What's the man's name? Gene Scott. He got a museum of Bibles. One of the few men in America that possess a copy of all of them. The great Bible, he got them all. When the original text goes for sale, it goes for $3, $4, $5 million for one. This is the original text. It is foolish. What a foolish generation cannot receive Yahweh's truth because of the stubbornness. That is the original text. It is the original text from Nelson Printing Company. They had it. It's right. Those books were there. They were there. You look at Tyndale, they were there. Yeah, I rebuked sharply and hard. This is Deacon Tim, the original King James text. And the original writing, the letters are spelt like they were then. This is it. They took this King James and they revived it one time. They took it again, revived it again, and a third time. They all have been revived from this text. And because of tradition and laws of Ecclesiastica, they took things and they changed things. That's why the book of the Apocrypha, all of that's gone. Now, here's a man that I talked to in Texas that will stand on a stack of Bibles and say, oh, he said, brother, if you don't read the book of, he told me, if you don't read the book of the Apocrypha, he said, it starts all there. You must start there first. He said, I've read the Bible over 100 times, back and forth. But you must go to the book of the Apocrypha. We'll read it. I will. This is what all scripture is based upon, this text here. Worldwide, they base it on this text, the 1611. This is it, saints. This is it. So what he is saying, that these fools out here, the men that are fool greedy for money, they are, that they have taken the 1611, why don't they just print them then randomly and let the folks buy them? I said to the man, I want to get some. He said, you can't get any more. They're going to print out one other edition, and it's going to come at the end of year 2004. Are you that deceived, brother? You think this is the original 1611? The copy of it? It's the word for word, too. Word for word. What an ignorant generation. We don't think that man has the ability to do things like that. Man, how ignorant we are. So if this is the original 1611, what transpired from here? He came out the Bible of Yahweh because that's hatred for his name. See, this right here, this is the King James rendition. Just replace the word. All of it is there. If you notice the way I read it, it's the same thing. He just took out Lord and put sovereign and all that. But everything else is just like King James text. Ain't no different. Now, his Bible, what is that you have, Brother John, or what? See, his read a little different, but this reads just like yours. Ain't nothing no different. They may have changed words and took words out of there because of the association with words, but it is the same or the same because they tell you here. So the same King James text. Well, if this was the original King James text and they took it and they wrote the one you got, then what did they do? Because of your way, if he's in this one, if he's in that one you got, he had to be in this one because this is where all of them came from. This is the mother of them all. The book of Maccabees, Tobit. You folks. That's what they said to him. No, that ain't what you said. That ain't right, Yahshua. What he said was right. He said it was the authority of the Father. This is the 1611 King James edition. Now what would he do if we get a theologian to tell him, or those that are scholarly? I said, sir, son, this is it. Would he call them a liar? Huh? He doesn't know nothing. And yet those men, you think those men announce it, you think it's a fraudulent thing? No, it's not a fraudulent. Matter of fact, they want to get it out because it's a way of making money. They put this in that. What was in there? It is word for word in the same text. Word for word. First edition authorized. Presented in Roman letters. Easy to be read. Comparison with subsequent issues. When something is succeeded, it comes afterwards. And that's where it was all down from this. That's why I say this is a foolish generation. You tell them things, they won't receive that. They set their own little towers, their own little gods. Now, I know you don't know. This is the truth. It's no lie. I'm telling you all the truth. That's the truth, Sister Horn. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care what these men call me. What I said was the truth. And this is the scripture. I don't care if you don't receive it. Well, Yahshua, he went into the temple. And he made him a scourge. And he began to crucify them. So he's doing the same thing today with his truth. I'm not lying to you, Brother Neesmith. It's the truth. If it wasn't the truth, I would have this house full. Because it is the truth. I'm not going to be that minister. How many stood with Yahshua when he went to Calvary? They all turned their backs and then they walked with him. The apostles went their way. So I understand what's taking place. I don't have no problem with that. I don't mind men turning their hearts away from me. I don't. Because I know he stands by me. I know he does. Glory. He has given me the calling of the Spirit to speak this without fear of what men would say. See, there's some people who are afraid of him, someone like that. I'm not afraid of him. I'm afraid of his words, his ignorant looking face either. His name is Yahweh, Yahshua Messiah. Don't let nobody convince his name then. His name is Yahweh. His name is not Lord. Thank you, Lord. Especially Yahweh. Say it that way. Yeah. It's Yahweh. It's a beautiful name. He loves it. What father doesn't want to hear his name? You know, I don't call my wife when I want to tell her. I say Jean. I may say wife, but I say Jean. Sister Roberts. He has a name. And he loves to hear the mentioning of his name. You've heard all these other gods. Men have tarnished his name. All these years, all we've known is God. Yahshua the Son never, even in your text, Jesus Christ, never denied the Father. He came to bring glory unto the Father. Now, where is that so mentioned? Who is the Father? What name does he has? Amen. He has to have a name. There must be a name of the Father. Amen. There must be some consideration given unto him. And how is it that his name is totally eliminated? And I won't cow down, even for you, elder. Cow down for no man. All I'm going anyway, so why cow down? Why change it? Because it's the truth and I won't change it. There are other renditions and translations. Who give the authority that this is the only right translation? There are other translations that give you more accurate wording and precise wording than even this one. The King James. There are other good accurate translations. They are. Even they use translations in what they did. Why don't you do a little study on King James there? This is the original 1611. This is it. Ain't no doubt about it. This is it. The one you got, which one did it come from? The one Sister Roberts got, which one did it come from? This one? This is the 1611? Then let's go back to the Tyndale then, or the Wycliffe. Which one did it come from? It just didn't spring up. No, it just didn't spring up. They used this book. And it all was translated from this. No, I ain't apologizing even to Brother John. Not one bit. Let me read a few scriptures. And I'm reading this from the King James too, alright? How about that? This is a vile generation. They have ears, but they hear not. Because of their stubbornness, their sins, their corruption. They cannot even hear. They don't want to hear. So they guard their own wickedness. Might as well agree with the rest of them. I don't care if you agree with him. He's on my side. Whether you don't believe that, man. I know him. Doesn't make any difference. He's on my side. He's on my side. Who is? Pastor Graham preached that message, betrayer. Because you got to understand the time they were in. Well, the times here are worse than that. Men withstand. They come against you. They speak against you. You speak to their sin, they speak against you. They come against you. The women come against you. Those you love and pour out your heart. No other name yet. It's only his name. Yahshua Messiah. That doesn't change anything. The scripture says, and I'll read this. Yahshua said, man should not live by bread alone. But look at this. Matthew 4:10. Glory. I'm sorry, Brother John, but I got to finish something here, brother. We'll get a little rest after this and we'll give you a chance, all right? But I got to finish this. Matthew 4:10. It says, as he had to battle against the powers of darkness, Matthew 4:10. Think of a place like Nelson as a publishing company. Published Bibles. Multi-million dollar corporation. You think that they're fools enough not, they may even have one of the originals. One of the finest King James I saw was the Nelson edition. I like that one. Now, why do you have so many editions of King James? You've got, all kinds of editions. Why? Because this is the only Bible that anyone can print without, there's no copyright to it. Anybody can print it. That's all these folks did right here, just a little assembly up there. They took this Bible right here, and they just took it, and now they put a copyright on it. They just took the same King James expression. It is the same thing in the King James. Words like in the book, same thing. It even tells you that. He said the basic text of the Word of Yahweh is based upon standard English language version of the Scripture, which are built upon the old available Hebrew, Arabic, and Greek manuscripts. The versions have been retained much of the old English grammatic structure of the English translation. That's what the King James is. That's what this is. It obtained 90% of it. Just a few words in there. There are many translations of Scriptures. A thousand, if you want to know the truth. And most of them, they use the Tyndale, the Wycliffe, the Great Bible, the King James. They're based upon those Scriptures. Even King James used those Scriptures. He used them. That's what he did. He used the same Scriptures. He used the Tyndale, the Wycliffe. It is his truth. It's not my truth or your truth. It's his truth. The men that wrote this, Nelson printers, written by Thomas Nelson, publisher of Nashville, reputable corporation in America. The Scripture says in Matthew 4:10. This is what it says in Matthew 4:10. You see this? Then said Yahshua unto Satan, get thee hence behind me, for it's written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, thy Elohim, and him only shall thy serve. Now was that written, if he said it's written, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, it shows you where it's written. Then beware, as Moses says, lest thou forget Yahweh, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear Yahweh, thy Elohim, and serve him, and thou shalt swear by his name. That's the only one shall you worship. Yahshua never brought worship unto him. Men worship him because he was the express image of the Father. But everything was for the Father, says everything was for the Father. To draw men back to the Father. That was his purpose. He is our brother. And there's one thing that an elder brother does. If you're an elder brother, I've always said this countless of times. An elder brother always leads, the eldest always lead the house. The other children, the siblings, they fall behind them. And if you see an elder one that go to drugs, you will see the whole house just about. That is why the blessing was upon the firstborn. The firstborn. That's why the authority of kingdoms are born. Even in the British monarch now, it is the firstborn. Charles, then comes Prince Charles. It's always on the firstborn. And so that's where the blessing comes upon the firstborn. And we are the firstborn of the resurrection. That's what we are. We're the firstborn of the resurrection. And we have been resurrected by the quickening spirit. It makes us alive. It makes his truth alive in us. I won't change things. I won't change his truth. It's a burning fire in my soul. I'm not going to stop things. Paul says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5. For though there be many that are called Elohims, there be many that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth. Now that's what he says. You believe that? Paul says, for though there be that are called gods. I really like it says in that text. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5. For though there be many that are called gods. For though there are many that are called gods. Many. What does many mean? He said many shall go in thereat. Straight and narrow the path. That leads to eternal life. And few that be that go in. And many of those that go to the way of destruction. Why? Because there are many gods. For though there be many gods. Whether in heaven or in earth. Now he's identified where they're positioned in their place. They're in heaven and they're in earth. As there be gods many and lords many. He said, but unto us, there is but one Yahweh, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are in him, and one Messiah, Yahshua, to whom all things, and we by him. See, he never denied the Father here. He didn't deny the Son. And folks want to call the Son, but they deny the Father. He said, there be many gods. There are many gods. Look at your gods. You don't have to look at anyone else's. Look at yours. Look at what things your whole did to your heart. Look at what things captivate you. I see what Father said. You speak on that this morning. You go first. Bless you, Yahweh. Now I want to show you how the Father identifies Satan. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. Still dealing with a God, all right? 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. He said, but if our gospel, our truth be hid, it is from hid from them that are lost. And they're lost. They don't understand this out because they're lost. He said, in whom the God of this world, is not that what Paul called him? The God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious truth of Messiah, who is in the image of Yahweh, shall shine unto them. And that's what he is, the image of the Father. And he came to show us the image of the Father. That's why he said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. Because understand, because iniquity shall abound. This is an iniquitous generation. Everyone think that they got their head in the high-minded. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I watch the love of many wax cold toward me. I watch him sit there. I watch him love wax cold. Because I said his name is Yahshua. I preach almost a year in that name. And because I say his name is Yahshua, then I want to see a coldness. You're going to separate, brother. No, Yahshua is the one to separate. If he puts something together, can't nobody divide it. If he's in the midst, he brought it like that, can't nobody divide it. He can't nobody divide it. No, they can't. They can't divide it. And so you sense this heart of this generation because this one is very cold because of iniquity. And the love is very cold. He said, the God of this world has blinded their eyes, so he called Satan a God, didn't he? That's what he called him. He called him a God. But one has the power to exert authority and mastership and rule over you. What is that? So what is ruling over you? Your will, your own sin, your corrupt way. That's your master. I have the, what they call the Folio Bible. It's the King James Bible. And I use that. And even that Bible has the Apocrypha in there. He said, my people, they're sottish. That's just like telling the man how to do calculus and you don't know how to do it. Well, that's not how to do calculus. It isn't, boy. Well, tell me, what is this here? I want to read this. It says in Exodus chapter 23, verse 13. Exodus 23, verse 13. It says, and in all things that I've said unto you, be circumspect. That's what it says. You understand what that word means? He says, take heed. Let a man take heed to his own ways. That's what he must do. He must. Relish in the purity of love of these young brothers. I can. There's a sense of warmth there and comforting to my heart. It does. Yeah, they comfort me. They comfort my heart. Men that are deceitful, they don't comfort me. All these men are left, they ain't comfort me. It's something that he said, these young men, they comfort me with their love. It's genuine. There ain't no gain, no favor. They work, willing to work hard, put them in the sun. I always tell you, I know I love him. I can't express it, but I do know. Because I know his laws and his statutes are real. I know that. He says, and in all things that I have said unto you, Exodus 23:13. He didn't say in some things, but all things that I've said unto you, you be circumspect. He means you take heed. And make no mention, that's what he said, and make no mention of the name of other Elohims or other gods. Neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. He said, don't even mention any other gods. He said, I don't want you to even think about that, even associate yourself with any other gods, and let those things be mentioned out of your mouth. And we got every kind of god today. Everybody mentioned their own gods today. And he's not even in the midst of any of them. The scriptures say, you cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. That's what it says. Scornful men that mock you. Well, you ain't right. They're scornful men. He said, yet strife and reproach shall cease. I wouldn't even do a wicked man like that. No, I'll sit before lecturers and then let them lecture. I wouldn't do that. I can see if I was an authority, I'm just quoting what's here because this is the copy of the original King James. Can't take that away. Those books were there. Even all scholars know that. Are they wrong? They understand historical value. The scripture says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 and Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Romans chapter 10 verse 13. It says this in Joel 2:32. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. That's what it says in Romans 10:13. All right. Now, was that written or just something that was spoken? Joel said in Joel chapter 2 verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. That's what salvation is, deliverance. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. So that's scripture. But the Father, Son, is going to get us to a place where we can truly hear the Spirit and know the Spirit. Not the Spirit. There are many spirits. Try the Spirit and see what is of Yahweh. Luke 4 and 18, 19. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and verse 2. All of my reading that I read from here comes out of the King James text. All this is from your text. What I've done, I've gone in there and put the name Yahweh and Yahshua, it should be. But it's all out of the King James text. This is a foolish generation. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captive, and the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. That says in Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, the Spirit of Yahweh, the sovereign Yahweh, is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach the gospel, good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to open up the prison doors of them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of Elohim, to comfort all that mourn. Very same scripture. And nothing changed. And everything that they preach, everything Yahshua said, it was written in the old Masoretic text, the law of the prophets. It was already there. He didn't preach anything that was strange unto them. And what I say to you, it is not anything strange. It is the truth. His name is going to be restored. Whether you hate it or despise it, whether you don't want to say it or not, he's going to make the rocks cry out. He's going to call them a people, and they're going to call him. He's a father. He wants his name to be called. He doesn't want to be known to you as God or Lord. He wants you to know him as his name. Ain't no father don't want his child to know his name. Yahweh bless you, saints. You all stand with me, brothers, you faithful one. We're all right, you young men. I won't stop, brothers. I thought it was gone. You just stand with me. I stand to our feet. Yahweh bless you.